and he saw no reason for making a present of his week off to the government. Although not without inner resources, he was a thoroughly social being, his sociability being the very quality for which his friends liked him and for which he was welcomed in all circles. He was quite conscious of his inability to stay by himself and had no inclination to meet himself, as it were, but rather avoided his own company, feeling not the least urge to become intimately acquainted with his own soul. He knew he required contact with other human beings to kindle his talents and stir up the warmth and exuberance of his spirits. Alone, he was like a match in a box, frosty and useless. He paced up and down the hall, completely out of sorts, stopping now and then irresolutely to turn the leaves of the magazines, or to glance at the newspapers, or to strike up a waltz on the piano in the music room. Finally, he sat down in a sulk, and watched the growing dusk and the grey mist steal in patches between the fir trees. After a long, vain, fretful hour, he took refuge in the dining room. As yet, only a few of the tables were occupied. He took them in at a swift glance. No use, no one he knew, except he responded to the greeting listlessly, a gentleman to whom he had spoken on the train, and farther off, a familiar face from the metropolis, no one else. Not a single woman to promise even a momentary adventure. He became more and more impatient and out of sorts, being a young man favoured with a handsome.